WHCL, Clinton, New York.
I've got a little baby and she's mine, all right. I talked to her across the telephone. I've never seen my honey, but she's mine, all right. So take my tip and leave my gal alone. Early every morning you can hear me yell. A sentinel picks me up along the line. He connects me with my honey, then I'll ring the bell. And this is what I say to baby mine. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Telephone and tell me I'm your own. Hello, hello, hello.
daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this week, Radiola asks the musical question, and yes, it is a musical question because I have put it in such terms. Why must we always communicate? And I'm not saying this in the nature of being a total recluse, although I've been accused of that. In fact, last week was a good indication of my leanings. But, in fact, I'm just so thrilled when people send me notes and they like the show or they have criticism about the show or criticism about whatever, something intelligent to say, and even something, you know, just to say, you know, love the show, and that's lovely. I respond to those, and I'm happy to do that. And I communicate with everybody that communicates with me personally. But this show is about the ubiquity of communication, or what passes for communication at this point. It's a social commentary show, so... It's one of my, you know, I'm in danger of doing too many of those, but I thought I would do another one this week because it's been in my mind lately, and I'll get into that a little more as we proceed this evening. We began with Joe Howard, Hello My Baby, Goodbye My Lady Love. Now that's a complicated situation. What's most interesting about that, and I'll draw your attention to the verse of Hello My Baby, which was written before 1900. About, I have a girl, I've never seen her, I've never met her. Now, what's more modern than that? We think we're dealing with antique music here and antique issues, and I'm not extrapolating here. That's precisely what's going on today. It's very, people have the illusion of intimacy with people they've never met. And I think that's a good one to start with. Hello, my baby. Someone I've never met, but, you know, that happened. Probably happened before the telephone, too, with... No, people were communicating whatever way, and agony columns, let's say, and they did that. And then the high-hatters, the web of love. Well, that is extrapolating, but indeed the web of love, in whatever sense you use it, can be very tangled indeed. That was from 1929. Joe Howard was singing in 1936. And our theme, Wake Up Chillin', Laura Robertson, 1929. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thank you very much for listening and streaming tonight. And I'm not going to bash the Internet. I'm not going to bash social networking sites more than they need it. In fact, I'm on a couple, but I've curtailed some of my activities because I realized that I was drawn into this it's like a Venus flytrap of attention. You're just sort of... sucked in to dealing with stuff. But even beyond that, and above and beyond that, we have to go to the granddaddy of all time wasters, the telephone. And I like getting calls, too, but I don't like it when it's about my car warranty. So let's begin with the Record Boys, featuring Al Bernard. I believe that's Frank M. Campline, yodeling, or someone very much like him. Hello, are you there? Hello, from 1926.
Uncle Jay. But when he landed, young Louis was stranded. There was no one his hand to shake. So he went to the telephone to call up his uncle's home. Hello, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Is this you, Uncle Jake?
Yeah.
Why is it you wasn't to meet me today? Down by the ship in the bay.
I'm a ship.
What's that you don't know? Who is this?
Nice.
This is me. Is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Listen, Miss Telephone, please don't butt in. The way you cut in and cut out is a sin. Is this a cross puzzle you trying to win?
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Please don't get me mad.
Who's mad?
I want you to got me to get me to got my number now. I forgot. But that you say I got you goat?
Yeah.
I ain't got it. I say hello.
Hello.
Listen, Miss Telephone, don't lose your head. Please listen to me and heard what I said. If you don't get my number, I'll find myself dead.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Is this you, Uncle Jay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you all up this day long. The only right numbers are wrong. But that you say, this is the jail?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I say, hello.
Hello.
Listen, Miss Telephone, just like a friend. Please got me my uncle on mine at your end. Do it before with old age I will bend.
Hello, are you there? Hello.
Like Like a real Jack Tar. So there you are. Hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. To ask her this, give me a kiss, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply. For I have to phone every little thing I own. To talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye. Hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu. To ask her this, give me a kiss, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply. For I had to phone every little thing I own. To talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye.
Of course, today I just suggested he find another provider, but I don't think there was more than one provider of wireless in those days, which would have been 1916. So you have lots of different things thrown into that song. Wireless, of course, not referring to what we have now, because most people will call up Hawaii and say, should I buy large curd or small curd cottage cheese? And as they're rambling through the supermarket somewhere in the Northeast, expecting the other person to return and want their cottage cheese, of course. So, again, that was rather cute. But wireless telephone, well, there was radio involved in there, of course, because it was wireless. And the telephone, it's very strange agglomeration of technology in 1916. Billy Murray, Hello, Hawaii, How Are You? Began with another long-distance romance Elida Morris and Sam Ash, Hello Frisco, Hello, 1915. And it has happened on this show that I've received calls from that vicinity or somewhere slightly north or in the realm of that area. But again, that's common now. That was 1915 when that was recorded and appeared, I think, in the Ziegfeld Follies. Began with, Hirsch and Gene Buck, wasn't it? Yes. I'll look it up later. The Record Boys with Al Bernard, Hello? Are you there? Hello? 1926, which is what people say most of the time on their cell phones these days as they find their cutoff. I've had many conversations interrupted rather abruptly, and I usually think it's my fault. So that's about the phones. Phones are phones. They're a mixed blessing, like everything else we're talking about tonight, a mixed blessing. And I'm a mixed blessing too here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Andy Senior with Radiola, and we're going to continue now. Dick Spiderbeck and I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, 1930. And preface here, well, you know, what is the definition of the word friend? Is it just somebody that you add on a social network site? Is it someone that will help you move a piano? Is it someone that would offer you a kidney? Is it someone that would kill somebody for you if you asked them? There are a lot of gradations to that. So let's go with Vic Spiderbeck here and see what's going on with that situation.
Thank you. what a load. Even a hollow load.
Oh, yeah?
Let me away up here in New York. Feeling like a dirty dog.
Yeah, how so?
Robo, robo.
And that was George Gobel, a very young George Gobel, the same guy that some of you who are my age or beyond might remember being on television with that flat top haircut of his. And this looks like he looked like he was slightly inebriated. But that was George Gobel in 1933, a mere slip of a lad. He wasn't lonesome yet, but he sounded like he was heading that way. A cowboy's best friend is his horse, indeed. 1933. Well, that's true. You know, the horse isn't gonna do any cyberbullying anyway. Before that, Eddie Condon's Foot Warmers, Jack Teagarden singing "Making Friends," and that was in 1928. And I'm sure I knew they probably made friends a number of ways in 1928. Of course, Jack was friendly to everybody. He's a wonderful, you know, beautiful man. But I'm sure they had a jug they were passing around there too, and that was an easy. Easy way to level any disagreements. Beginning with Big Spiderbeck's orchestra, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. That's, I guess, the rarer take, the odder take from 1930. Benny Goodman on there, and other people too. So of course, Bix had a lot of friends, but they all wanted to get him drunk, and they were no friends. He should have met Bill W. or had found him at some point. But Bix never quite got that kind of support. He always had the other kind of friends who wanted to see how the drunk they could get him. So there's a lot of gradations there. Of course, if it were today, Bix would just simply go on the internet and people would buy him virtual drinks and he would get virtually drunk, which would be a lot safer. So that's always welcome indeed. I'm Andy Senior and this is Radiola. And it's called incommunicado, but I'm communicating, and I communication is a wonderful thing if it's communication, and if it isn't just God knows what. Again, the telephone and illusions of intimacy and all these crazy things that occur, and we're gonna have an Edison Blue Amberol cylinder. I took the raw file off the University of California at Santa Barbara site and applied my own magic to it. It's pretty clean now. Their restoration was good too, but I want to see what I could do with it. Joseph A. Phillips in 1915, My Lady of the Telephone. Sounds like another Hello My Baby sort of relationship.
Calling me, how will you think it can be? In the night or in the dawn, close the hand and then it's gone. I can see you through a haze, calling me with maddening gaze. When I reach to grasp you there, you have disappeared in air. Then as I turn away, I hear your laughter gaze on the telephone. I can hear you, and it seems my own that I'm near you. You're as haunting as can be. You are ever haunting me. Even in my dreams, you are calling with a voice that seems so enthralling, and I love that you are old, my lady of the telephone.
On the telephone, I can hear you, and it seems my own that I hear you. You're as haunting as can be. You are ever haunting me. Even in my dreams, you are calling with a voice that seems so enthralling, and I love but you alone, my lady of the
telephone.
and I love but you alone. I need it all so terrible.
A lady just last week, and her name was Lindy Lee. To tell the truth, she was a dream. I tell you, she looked good to me. She said, "It's leap year, and you know you're the man I'd like to with." But when I found out she had 10 kids, to her I politely said, "You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. I may be foolish and all of that, but I've got good sense, you see. You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. I like the lady's bit, but she had too many kids. Oh, you ain't talking to me." I went one day to a lady's house just to get a bite to chew. She gave me lots of pork and beans and lots of pie, corn, mince of meat. When I got through, she said to me, "Now I hope I've set you good. Won't you go for me out in our backyard and saw that cord of wood?" You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. I may look foolish and all of that, but I've got good sense, you see. You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. Your food was very good, but I couldn't saw the wood, so you ain't talking to me. My wife and I had ups and downs all through our married life. She said there was no use of us going through this toil and strife. We took along the lake one evening just about dusk, when she said to me, "Let's drown ourselves. No one will grieve about us." You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. I may look foolish and all of that, but I've got good sense, you see. You ain't talking to me. You ain't talking to me. But when the lake is dry, that's time enough to die, so you ain't talking to me.
the kind I've tried hard to find. You've made all my dreams come true. In a crowd, I feel mighty proud. But if you're not there, I'm lonesome. And I don't mind being all alone. Well, I'm all alone with you.
Cliff Edwards, I don't mind being all alone. Well, after that lady with 10 kids and the wife that was trying to rope him into a suicide pact and the other one was trying to get him to chop wood. That was Eddie Morton singing before that. But again, that's, you know, sometimes there are worse things than being alone. Yeah, you know, the word suicide pact. I love that one. That was Cliff Edwards. I don't mind being all alone with this hot combination. Fred Nichols and the boys there. All the good guys in there. 1926. Before that, Eddie Morton, You Ain't Talking to Me. That was around 1909, I believe, according to my sources. And it's a nightmare. Yes, that's, well, I guess that's what you have to say. Of course, mostly when people are talking on cell phones, you think they're talking to you, especially if you're in certain locations where you wouldn't expect someone to just start talking. You think they're addressing you, but frequently they are not, because they're having their own conversation with someone far away. And began with Joseph A. Phillips, My Lady of the Telephone, 1915. Oh, yeah, that's cute. And, yeah, that is a sweet recording, actually. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and we're on WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with... Well, you know, some people just like to publicize themselves, and that's I'm that way too. I like to publicize the show, and I feel that that's what social networking sites and other things are useful for, just so other people can listen and enjoy what I'm doing here, if that's their inclination. But the quest for publicity has always been there. Here's Guy Lombardo, and this was well before the internet, by the way. 1937. Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, vocal by the trio with I Want to Be in Winchell's Column. Dots and Dashes.
What a thrill that will be with dots and dashes. from coast to coast. He'll tell the world, I love you most. He'll be back in a flash with a flash to say that you were meant for me.
Confidentially, have I ever told you you're terrific, great as the Pacific, and I care for you? Speaking confidentially, when you're near, I'm higher than a hat is, and the welcome on my mat is always there for you. Baby, this is not the Fleischmann hour. This is not a song the world should hear. Why invite 100 million more ears? It's just for your ears, my dear. Speaking confidentially, I can never tell you what you mean to me. You're everything from A to Z, and that is true. So I mean to say essentially that, speaking confidentially, I'm terribly in love with you. What a gay affair our love would be if we could share a little privacy. But privacy is one thing we miss. When I chance to meet you socially, call around and see your family. If I have a moment, I just mumble this, speaking confidentially. Have I ever told you you're terrific, great as the Pacific, and I care for you? Speaking confidentially, when you're near, I'm higher than a hat is, and the welcome on my mat is always there for you. Well, baby, this is not the Flashman Hour. This is not a song the world should hear. Why invite 100 million more ears? It's not for your ears alone, my dear. Speaking confidentially, I can never tell you what you mean to me. You're everything from A to Z, and that is true. So I mean to say essentially, speaking confidentially, I'm terribly in love with you.
This is not the Fleischman Hour. And not that we're not trying, but you know what I'm saying. But yes, that was Alice Faye in 1934, 1935, it says here. I don't know, I must have typed whatever was there. Speaking confidentially, yes, privacy, what's that? Remember privacy? Gosh, I miss privacy. and don't we all? Before that, Fats Waller, I hate to talk about myself, but my woman's on Twitter telling everybody how great I am. That's another one, 1935. Yes, indeed, telling the neighborhood. And now it's a global neighborhood, thanks to the Internet, beginning with Guy Lombardo. And somebody just really wanting that publicity there. And Winchell's Column, dots and dashes and the whole bit. 1937, the trio singing Carmen's in there, no doubt. And we're going to continue now on radio. I'm Andy Sr. And by the way, tomorrow night, please listen to Mark Fuller. It's at next. I mean, next week. Next week at Friday. Next Friday. Tomorrow night, nothing's on. But next week, Friday, Mark Fuller. Here's yes, tomorrow night. Here's Gene Austin. How I love her, and she loves me, is nobody's business. What an antiquated concept that is.
I always mind my business, keep going right along. And if you mind your business, you'll never get in wrong. I've got a brand new sweetie, not fat or not too thin. I love to rave about her, but please don't listen in. How I love her and she loves me is nobody's business. How she can kiss, believe me, this is nobody's business. We met the preacher yesterday. This is all I had to say. How I love her and she loves me is nobody's business. Bobs her hair, takes a smoke, that's nobody's business. Rolls her socks, tells a joke, that's nobody's business. She's so lovely, she's so sweet. When we dine, I always treat. How she can eat and eat is nobody's business. She's so pretty and she's so cute, that's nobody's business. How she looks in a bathing suit is nobody's business. I love this baby, there's no doubt. She knows just what it's all about. But where we go when we step out is nobody's business. How I love her, love her. When she starts into loving me is nobody's business. When she starts to kissing, oh boy, what I've been missing is nobody's business. We met the preacher yesterday, and this is all I had to say. How I love her, love her. When she starts into loving me is nobody's business but mine. She's a wild, I love her, how is nobody's business. Yes, sir, she's my baby now, that's nobody's business. She's just as true as she can be,
And though she's true to two or three, as long as one of them is me, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business.